It's Idris Martin reporting for Keep Radio. I'm down at the site of the old bowling alley where there's an archaeological dig underway, and I'm talking to
Jim Goody.
Jim, you're dressed up as a musketeer.
I am part of the 1645 Battle of Weymouth, their way of firing muskets and cannons at each side from Malcolm to Weymouth.
We're on the actual Malcolm Regis side of the harbour, the other side of the harbour where there's no fort there. That was Weymouth, wasn't it, Jim?
It is, yeah, that's the Weymouth side.
And you were telling me earlier that the parliamentarians, the what we used to call at school the roundheads, were on the Malcolm Regis side, and eventually they crossed the river and they took control of Cavaliers, wasn't it?
That's correct, yeah. They had about 2,500 people formed up outside of Weymouth trying to attack it, and they ended up pushing through and got wiped out by the parliamentarians on this side.
Is that why the cannonball is wedged into the RFA club down in Maiden Street? Was that happen during this Civil War?
That was probably during the Civil War. They had spent about 2 days firing back and forth musket balls and cannonballs between each side.
Have you any idea how many people lost their lives?
There's probably about 500 people lost their lives over a couple of days.
That was from both sides, what?
Yeah, between both sides.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was an Irish brigade which got pushed back where Hope Square is now. But that was February time, so lots of them just drowned in the water.
Doesn't sound a very nice time to live in the history of Weymouth. Anyway, Jim, thanks a lot for your help there. Idris Martin for Keep 106 Radio. Cheers.